Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather. I got some news and views from a West Texan's biblical point of view, one you're not going to find in your mainstream media. Hey guys, welcome to today's program. I wanted to jump on and throw this podcast up very quickly today because we have the big at 1:30, I believe it is, Central Standard Time. I don't know what time that is in your neck of the woods. But we're having the big FEMA, you know, they're going to send out the alarm, this alert, whatever. It's going to hit all your TVs, computers, phones, everything. And I've been, you know, had talk about maybe we should put our stuff in a Faraday cage, or maybe we should, you know, turn everything off and plug everything. And I don't know if that's going to make a difference when it comes to your TVs and that kind of thing. You know, and then there's other talk about there's going to be like a lot of radiation from this, and then there's going to create zombies, these 5G networks. And I'm like, what? And where are y'all getting this kind of stuff at? So, I don't know about the zombie apocalypse. I'm going to have to say no to that one. But you know, a friend of mine brought this up, yesterday, but we were texting back and forth, and she said, we might want to actually see what the alert says, you know, because, you know, if you guys heard or not, Russia was doing their exercises and their alert preparedness yesterday. So they did some simulations yesterday. And so America is doing theirs today. So that seems to tell me that we may have some stuff on the horizon. Guys, if you haven't got some iodine pills, I suggest you may grab some of those. Don't depend on your government to get those out to you. Say a nuclear weapon or, you know, a bomb or whatever was detonated or dropped or, you know, shipped, whatever. How long is that going to take for those pills to get to your house? Think about that. So never hurts to be prepared. Iodine's not going to kill you. It's in some of your salt. So it's a nutrient that your body needs. So I want to grab you some while it's cheap. You know, because anytime there's talk about anything, boy, stuff skyrockets. Now, I remember I'm a camper. I like to go camping. And I use butane for my stove, my cook stove, when I go camping, or if I ever get a chance here lately to go camping. But that stuff went to $8 a can. That stuff used to be $2, less than $1.97. You could get that stuff. And it skyrocketed to like $9 a can. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But while I was at Walmart yesterday, I don't normally go to Walmart, but here lately I've been shopping there to get my camping stuff because pretty cheap. Ozark Mountain or whatever, not too bad. Ozarka, yeah. And so anyway, I found the butane was still there. It's $2 and some odd cents. I'm like, I'm grabbing it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to grab it so I can stock up. And, you know, when I go camping, I can cook, you know. You might want to get you a rocket stove. The little rocket stoves are pretty cool. You can get them fairly cheap on Amazon. You can also make your own rocket stove, which is kind of cool, or hobo stove, or whatever you guys want to call them. And I tell you what, it doesn't take much. You can put like some twigs, some little tree branches, like whatever, itty bitty twigs and stuff in there, and boy, it heats up super fast. And you can cook some soup on there. You can make your coffee. My thing is coffee. Gotta have my coffee. You can put coffee on there. Another thing is get you some alcohol burners. Those are pretty cool. Even the little burners that they use, they're called chafe burners or something. They use them a lot in catering. And so you put if you get three of those together, you can keep some stuff warm and cooking. So anyway, just some ideas to throw out there in case something does happen here pretty soon. Don't go buy that new car. Don't be spending your $800-$900 a month on a car payment. You know, think of Dave Ramsey. What did Dave Ramsey tell you? You know, now I guess is not the days to be doing that kind of stuff. Now you do what you do you, and I'm going to do me. But from as far as I'm concerned, I want no debt. I don't want to have any debt. Except for the house, of course. But other than that, you know, I want to streamline everything. I want to be able to buy necessities that you're going to have. Now, as far as this whole alertness thing goes today, I'm not really sure how to take that. I really don't know. I'm sure there's something nefarious that's along with it. I know it is because our government is evil, being run by evil people. And so I'm sure there's some nefariousness going on there, if that's even a word. But I did want to tell you guys, hey man, it's going to happen. And regardless if they hit your phone now, they're going to hit your phone eventually. And they probably already hit your phone. I mean, they have your IP address. They have everything. They know where you shop. They know you better than you know you, pretty much. And so is this like the end all be all? You know, I don't know. I don't know. And I thought about putting my phone in my Faraday cage, but I thought, you know what? Is it going to make a difference? Is it really going to make a difference? Are there going to be zombies walking around? I don't think so. I don't think so. World War III. Now, we see World War III on the horizon with all these alertness, preparedness, and all this stuff. And it got me thinking yesterday while I was texting with a friend about Michelle, and I thought, you know what? The Bible talks about nuclear war. It does. And if you look at, I can just keep hitting my cords there. Sorry, guys. If you read through Revelation and read through where it talks about the tribulation, with the coming apocalypse that's coming upon the world, you know, that's the great revealing. Yes. The big thing is Jesus is telling everybody, hey, you know, he's trying to get Israel, the Jewish nation, to turn back to him. That's what the entire tribulation is about, is trying to turn his people back to him. We're in the church age right now, so we're in the age of grace. And so that's what we're going on right now. When the church is taken out of here, then, folks, it's going to get hairy, very hairy. And all that is to turn the Jewish nation back to God, back to Jesus, say Jesus is the Messiah. But if you notice, there's going to be 3.5 years of a pseudo peace. And that is, there's going to be the peace agreement. That's going to be this covenant that's going to be made with Israel. And it's a pseudo peace. It's a false peace. But there's going to be this covenant. When that covenant is signed, let me tell you, that kicks off the tribulation. Boom, you better get ready. 7 years. And then they're going to think that this Antichrist is Jesus. They're going to say, oh, this is the Messiah that we've been waiting on. And this is him. And, oh my goodness, my screen went blank. I hope that was still recording. But they're going to say, this is our Messiah. This is who we've been waiting on. And it's going to be the false Messiah. It is the Antichrist instead of, is what that means, instead of. Most people, you know, in the Christian, in the English language, anti means against, you know, like again, but it is against Christ, but he's going to be instead of Christ. And so they're going to think that this guy, this is their Messiah, you know, and that's what they're going to think. But 3.5 years into the tribulation, he's going to desecrate the abomination of desolation. This is going to be the Temple Mount. There, he's going to desolate the temple. And so, you know, the plans are already there. So if you think the Bible is like, oh, that's just some ancient book. Well, you know, everything in the Bible is happening like it said. They are ready to rebuild the temple. They are ready. They can have it done in 6 months. There's a red heifer right now, no blemish, ready right now. All these things are ready to be instituted. They have the priest's lines all the way down to the Levites. They have done all of this research. And so right now, everything is ready, just like the Bible said, is going to happen in the end times. And 3.5 years into this, this Antichrist is going to desolate. It's going to be the abomination. He's going to slaughter like a pig, whatever it's going to be. He's going to desolate. And so, oh my gosh, and then they're going to realize right then and there, this is not the Messiah. This is the Antichrist. And then they will flee from Jerusalem. They will flee. They will grab everything. And if you know anything about Petra there, that's the man. Everything the Bible says in Psalms, it talks about that too. So folks, get in the Word. Get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you, and you're going to be amazed at what's really going on. But if you're not a Christian, you've got to have the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not really going to understand. You're just going to read it like it's a literary book, you know? But if you have the Holy Spirit guiding you and teaching you the Word of God, you're going to be amazed. He's going to reveal the things to you that you will not know. So anyway, I want to throw that up there today real quick before 1:30 happens, because, you know, this is reminiscent of, this is what reminds me of Y2K. Some of you guys are not old enough to remember that, but I remember Y2K. I was actually a manager at that time. We're thinking, what's going to happen to our inventory? What is going to happen? You know, what's going to happen to our computer programs? Because, you know, the computers weren't designated to go from past 1999. And of course, they thought the whole world was going to end, you know. And so it's kind of what this whole thing is reminding me of today. But is there something nefarious planned with this whole thing? Yes, I think there is. I totally think that there is, because our government is evil and they're setting up the next big thing. So in order for them to do their great reset, these elitists, these wealthy folks that the Bible has already talked about, and their end is destruction. But right now they think that they are the end all be all. They think they are little gods, and they're not. But anyway, they're going to find out who God Almighty really is. But until then, yes, they have nefarious plans. And so in order for them to kick off their great reset, something major has to happen. And us Bible prophecy eschatology studying people, we believe that the rapture is going to be the big defining moment for them that they're going to need. So if you notice that all the aliens and all this stuff is going on, and they're setting the stage for people who are not believers to believe in the lie, which is the great deception. And Jesus said, be ye not deceived. So we as believers know better than that. We know that these aliens and all these things out there are evil entities, demonic entities. That's what we believe that they are. The Bible clearly teaches that. And so we know these things. So we know these. And there's like two parallels. You know, when you think about it, there's the angelic, there's the not seen, that we don't see world. And then the principalities and high places, you know, the Apostle Paul talked about. And then we have our physical world that we see. And so you have to realize there is a war going on for your soul. There's a war going on. Jesus loves you. God does not want anyone to perish. His will is not that anybody should perish. Nobody. He wants all to come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. But not all are going to do that. Some people are bent. They are not going to do that. They are prideful. They will not lay down their pride. They will not repent. They have chosen evil. Those folks will be left behind. All those, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to be left behind. But there's going to be those who have hardened their heart to Christ, and they don't want anything to do with that. They know they're evil and wicked, and they choose to worship Satan. Those folks will never be saved when the tribulation happens. When the rapture is happening, they will never be saved. The Apostle Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians, they will not be saved. Now, even God's going to send them a deluding force so that they won't see the truth. But there's those out there that, you know, your neighbors are like, whatever, they're not satanic, and they're not worshiping Satan, and they're like, you know, they've heard of Jesus. They haven't hardened their hearts. Like, okay, maybe. They haven't actually made the decision. Those folks, when the rapture of the church happens, will know that they have missed the rapture because enough of their Christian friends have told them about the rapture. Now, the big thing that I have against people who don't believe in the rapture, there's Christians who teach against that. They say, those are people from John Darby, but that is not true. The Apostle Paul preached the rapture. So my big thing is these folks, when the rapture does occur, what's going to happen to all their friends and family that they told the rapture is a lie? What is going to happen when they disappeared? So the big thing is, are their friends and family going to believe that aliens took them? Because, well, my friend said that the rapture wasn't true. Really? This is the bad part about teaching against the rapture. This is the bad thing about that. This is the harm that can be done, because the Bible clearly teaches the rapture will occur. So, you know, if you want some more teaching on that, I've got a book on it, After the Rapture, What Comes Next, Heather O'Daniel, Amazon. Check it out. If you don't want to check mine out, Dr. David Jeremiah has one. He's got one. I think it's called After the Rapture. Amir Sarfati has one. Lots of good teaching. If you want to, even more, Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel Chino Hill does a fantastic job of explaining the rapture. And even more, grab the movie. You can download it anywhere, Before the Wrath. So you want to be prepared. So much evidence in the Bible teaches the rapture of the church. So those folks out there, the Hank Hanegraaffs and all these people teaching against it, telling us that we are, you know, telling the world that all those crazy, like whatever, they just want to be saved from the wrath of God. Of course we're not meant for the wrath of God. Of course we want to be saved. Jesus took the wrath of God upon himself, so we as believers don't have to suffer that. So, and then they make the fun of, like, he's beating up his bride, blah, blah, blah. You know, those folks out there, they're making a mockery of that. And you make a mockery of God. When you need to cause division like that in the Christian community, God has something to say about that. So I'm not going to harp on that anymore, but I want to tell you their detriment against folks out there in the world who want hope. Paul said, this is our blessed hope. This is our hope. Titus 2, this is our hope of the great appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come and take us out of here. And so the thing is, they do great harm to that. And so when the rapture does happen, what are these people going to think? What are they going to think? They're going to say, well, my friend said this would happen. Then again, my friend's gone. So maybe in their mind, they're going to hear enough of people teaching the rapture, telling them about the rapture of the church, that they're going to believe. But I mean, besides the point. So when that happens and we are yanked out, who's going to be lost to these people around the world? They're going to be what? They're going to know. A lot of people are going to know Christians. They're going to have Christian family members, and they will know they have not hardened their heart to Christ, and they haven't hardened. They hadn't made that decision yet to turn away from him completely. The apostasy of the church is happening right now. They have not made that decision. So they will be the tribulation saints spoke of in the book of Revelation. Those folks will be hunted down and martyred for their faith. They will be beheaded, all kinds of things. The Antichrist will come and he's coming to murder them. Satan is a murderer, and he's been one from the beginning. So don't think Don't think that it's going to be easy peasy for you guys during the tribulation. It is not. It is going to be horrific, but you will be saved. And there'll be some, there'll be many actually who make it through the tribulation, because there's going to be the 1,000-year millennial kingdom reign of Jesus Christ coming upon this earth after the 7-year tribulation. And so, folks, get in the book of Revelation. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't understand it. That's like too hard and blah, blah, blah. And it's all imagery anyway and symbolic. No, folks, it is real. It is literal. You've got to take the Bible literally. You can't take, you know, unless it's, you know, if you can tell when it has imagery or symbolism in it. But get in the book of Revelation. I'll tell you, a great teacher is Dr. Ron Rhodes. He's got a great book in Revelation. A bunch. I am reading Dr. John MacArthur's book. He's got a walk through Revelation. Now, John MacArthur is a pre-tribulationist. He does believe the rapture of the church will occur. There are some Calvinists who don't, but he does. Him and R.C. Sproul were good friends, and they both differed on those opinions, but they're still good friends. Is R.C. Sproul in hell because he didn't believe in the pre-tribulational rapture? No. No, he is in the presence of the glory of the Lord right now. We can agree and disagree on things, and that's great. As Christians, we're not supposed to all disagree on everything. We need to be different denominations. We're all in the same family, you know, cousins and whatever. We're all brothers and sisters. So we can all agree and disagree on minor things, but not major things. And if you disagree with the rapture of the church, that's fine. But the thing that I have a problem with the people who disagree with the rapture of the church is they are vehemently against us who believe in the rapture of the church. They come at us with such hatred and vileness. Folks, that is not of God. So you think about that when you go after somebody, when they're like that and they're talking to you like that, that's not of God. God is totally against that. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters. Now, do we hate those people who preach against the rapture? No, I don't hate those people who preach against the rapture of the church. You say, hey, it's not going to happen. But that's fine. They have their views. We have ours. But we don't go after them with hatred and viscuity. I mean, these people are vicious. And so that is a sign that God may not be working with you in that. So anyway, folks, I wanted to come on, throw this up here. It's a quick podcast. It was on my heart. I wanted to come up here and tell you guys about it. As far as the thing that's going to happen about 1:30, 1 to 2, whatever, it's going to be about 30 minutes. You know what? If you want to put your stuff in a Faraday cage, put it in a Faraday cage. If you don't, leave it out. If you want to turn it off, unplug it, whatever. You know, who knows? I'm kind of under the impression that it's going to happen whether we know it or not. I mean, it's going to happen. They can hit us when it, remember when they downloaded that stuff onto your phones not too long ago and nobody knew it was the data for your COVID. Remember back in 2020, they put that on your phone. Nobody knew that until somebody figured it out. Like, hey man, somebody put this on my phone. So as far as that goes, I think they're going to do whatever. They do emergency broadcast things on our TVs like once a month. You know, I don't know. I don't know. You do you guys. I'm going to do me. I think it's going to happen regardless. And who knows? Like my friend said, Michelle said, you know, we may need to read that alert. You know, we might kind of want to know what it says. Maybe if you got some other phones, you can stick them in the Faraday cage and just keep one phone out. I don't know. But as far as zombies, I don't think we're going to see zombies on the horizon, for this here, thing going on. Is 5G bad for you? Yes, 5G is bad for you. That stuff is terrible for your health. They put them towers up everywhere. Your Wi-Fi in your house is bad. All these things are bad. They emit these waves. And so of course all this stuff is bad. Your phone is bad. Your phone has radiation in it. Your phone actually has, a blocker, some type of blocker in your phone for that. I watched these, I can't remember their names, but anyway, they had Provident Prepper, I think is who it was. Anyway, they were talking about EMP shields. So there's actually a website you can go and learn about a lot of that stuff. One for your cars and like all kinds of stuff. Folks, get a bicycle. Get you a gasoline-powered bicycle, because I'm telling you what, when this stuff hits, that EMP hits, nothing will work, nothing. And get real books, get paperback books so you can read them, little bad boys. Because you may not have your phone. Like, I have everything on my phone. Hang on to get some coffee. Yes, I'm drinking out of my Doctrine Matters mug. If you haven't been to the merch store, you might go check it out. Got a lot of great merchandise on there. Pretty good quality stuff, too. I'm going to put on some more stuff up there, too. Some more graphics and stuff. But anyway, folks, I'll tell you what. I get you some books, because if you're like me, everything is on my phone. I have it on my tablet because I'm blind. I have this big like iPad. People laugh at me. It's like a 12-inch iPad because I'm blind. Okay. People like, oh yeah, look at that. I'm like, no, man, it's because I'm blind and it has to be that big for me to read. Anyway, but folks, get some books. Go, you know where you get a good place to go? Like your thrift stores and stuff. They got books and stuff pretty reasonably cheap. And I found some herbal books in there before. Boy, I snatched them bad boys up real quick. But anyway, just get prepared. I've got a whole thing on my website. If you guys haven't checked out the website, BibleProphecy4today.com, go check it out. I've actually redid the website. So I made it a little bit cleaner, a little easier, and I've got everything a little organized. Better organized. The front page has all your resources and stuff that you're going to need as a Christian or a non-believing Christian or somebody looking for the truth. Boom, front page. On the across the top headlines, you got the contact, my podcast. I got the Rumble and YouTube videos together now. And I actually have added one for prepping. And so I'm going to start adding some great stuff on there. So right now I've got Mama Bear Prepper on there. She's fantastic. Tasha is amazing. Her and her husband are military, retired, I believe. Or I don't know if they're retired or not, but they were in the military, put it that way. Guys, please go check out that website. I'm always adding stuff to it, trying to make it better. And if I know something, guys, I'm going to share it with you. You know that nobody, I don't get any, whatever you call it, advertising or none of that. Now the advertising on the beginning, those are not mine, but I don't have a real big say so of what I can, what advertises on there, but I do have like, categories. So of course I put no sexual content, no nothing like that, no gambling, no alcohol, so none of that is on there. So it should be just anything else. Now there is political ads on there. If you ever hear one, just know that if it's not a conservative, it's not for me. But anyway, you might get an idea of what the other side thinks. But guys, I'm going to get off of here. I want to get this up there. And as always, always, always get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Guys, keep looking up for Jesus. That is our blessed hope. And you know, you get a crown for having that blessed hope at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So do it. What is Jesus going to find you doing when he comes back? What if Christ comes back before this little alert thing going across the United States? Think about that. Think about the Lord Jesus coming back. What is he going to find you doing? All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I so much appreciate all of your support, guys. You have no idea what it means to me. I am so thankful for you guys. I'm so humbled. I tell you what, I love doing this. I love doing this research, and you know, I like sharing the information that I find and just bringing hope and encouragement to you guys, and is pointing you to glorify Jesus Christ. This whole podcast is to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray that you guys will share with me in praise and worship with Jesus and just glorify him and the Heavenly Spirit and our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. And so may God bless each and every one of you. May he protect you guys. Just know I'm praying for y'all. I am praying for all of you in every nation that listens, everyone. I'm praying for all of you guys. I just thank you guys so much. Keep up the faith. Keep running your race, okay? All right. God bless y'all.